一个基督徒非常正常的一个反应就是时刻需要主。
For the normal reactions of a Christian should be we will need the Lord every moment.
什么时候我们离开了主，我们里面就觉得饥饿，就觉得干渴。
For whenever we depart from the Lord, we will be hunger and we will be thirsty.
主常常要吸引我们来就近他。
For the Lord will always want us to be together with Him.
早上我们在这里和弟兄姊妹一同交通到基督，他是生命的粮。
This morning we're going to talk about how Jesus is the bread of life.
粮食就是叫我们得着饱足。
For the bread is to fulfill us.
所以这非常的重要。
For this is very crucial.
我们的主他自己是生命的粮。
That Jesus is the bread itself.
我们一起来读一下约翰福音第六章第三十五节。
So let's read John chapter 6, 35.
约翰福音第六章三十五节，请我们一起来读。
John 6, 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。好吧，我们把这一节再念一次。
One more time.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。那约翰福音第六章他一直讲到粮食的问题。
In John chapter 6, he talked extensively about the bread of life.
到后面他告诉我们说要吃主要喝主。
And later on he says that we have to eat Jesus and we have to drink Jesus.
那他一开始的时候就讲到犹太人的逾越节进了。
And in the beginning he talked about the Passover of the Jews.
那在这边呢他有好几个让我们看见是预表到我们的主他就是生命的粮。
And in here, there's a couple signs of revelations that shows that the Lord is the bread of life.
我想我们都蛮熟悉关于逾越节的。
So I think that everyone is familiar with the Passover.
但常常我们比较注意到的是羔羊的血要涂在门框和门楣上。
But maybe a lot of times we only pay attention to how we need to apply the blood of the lamb on the doorpost.
那时候我们的主，我们的神一次一次击倒埃及。击打埃及法老背后仇敌的权势。
For at that time, the Lord would attack the evil power again and again.
是的，那一次他们要出埃及了。
And at that time, they now have to leave Egypt.
神告诉他们，一个家，每一个家要预备一只羊羔。
So the Lord told them that for each family, you have to prepare yourself a lamb.
要把逾越节的羔羊宰了。
So on the Passover day, you have to kill the lamb.
那血涂在门框和门楣上。
And then apply the blood on the doorpost.
在这边我们认识到，是的，灭命的天使来的时候，一见这血就越过他们。
So that when the angel of death comes, they will skip the houses that has this blood on the doorpost.
在埃及全地每一家都死一个长子。
So that all the family in Egypt would lose their first son.
但是只有在门框门楣上有这个宝血的天使不来灭绝他们。
Except the families that has the blood on the doorpost, then the angel of death will skip over.
所以我们看见到新约，让我们认识耶稣基督，他就是逾越节的羔羊。
So then in the New Testament, we should recognize that Jesus is the lamb.
他已经被杀献祭了。
And then the lamb has already been stained.
但是我们常常注意到说这个血何等的宝贵。
So that we should pay attention of how precious this blood is.
神一看见了这个宝血。
So now when God sees this blood.
今天来讲血就是讲到耶稣基督那个超凡美丽的生命。
So today when we talk about this blood, it represents the life of Jesus.
哦，那个生命叫父神得着满足。
It is only this life that will satisfy God.
今天耶稣基督的宝血仍然在父神的面前为我们说出美言。
And today, every moment, Jesus' blood is still talking for us, interceding for us before God.
所以就着救恩来讲，宝血是何等的重要。
So in grace, the blood is crucial.
是我们一生我们来经历，我们需要站在宝血的里面。
So for our whole life, we have to be in this blood.
但是在下面他告诉我们说，不单有宝血向着神为我们来说出美言。
Then later on we learn that there's more than just the blood that is interceding for us.
另外他告诉我们说，这个羔羊需要把它烤了，然后我们来吃。
Because later on the people will cook the flesh and they will eat the flesh. So that after they eat the flesh, they will have strength to walk the path.
所以一面来讲,血在神的面前,
So on one hand, the blood is our representative to intercede for us before God.
另外一面, 主耶稣他要把他自己赐给我们,
and on the other hand, Jesus wants to give us His bread.
叫我们得着他成为我们的生命,
so that we could eat Him and have His life.
六章开始就讲到逾越节近了,
so in chapter 6, it says the Passover is near.
然后在31节那里, 他说, 我们的祖宗在旷野吃过玛拿,
And then in 6:31 it says, Our father ate the manna in the wilderness.
当以色列百姓他们出了埃及, 结果在旷野漂流了好多的日子,
And when the Israelites were stranded on the wilderness,
总共在旷野有40年的时间,
And when they have to spend 40 years in the wilderness,
当他们没有吃的时候,
And when they are running out of food,
我们的神从天上降下玛拿来,
Then our Lord gave them manna from heaven.
在早上, 哇, 在那边有好多, 有一些圆的白霜的小圆物, 好, 当他们看见的时候, 他说, 这是什么?
So in the morning, they will see on the surface of the wilderness that there are fine flake-like things, fine at the floss on the ground, and they ask, what is this?
玛拿的意思就是, 这是什么?
And the meaning of manna is, what is this?
他们觉得何等的奇妙, 每一天, 哇, 神从天上降下玛拿来,
And don't you think it is marvelous that every morning manna would come from heaven?
安息日之前, 他们要捡双份的, 到了安息日那一天, 他们就有的吃了,
so that before the day of the rest, they will have to gather double of their amount so that they could have enough for the next day.
以色列百姓, 他不是天天经历神迹啊,
So that the Israelites, they experience grace every day.
天天神从天上降下玛拿来,
so every day, the manna will come from heaven.
我想这些犹太人当他们来跟从主的时候,
So I think that when the Jews decide to follow the Lord,
他们在之前看见主行了一个很大的神迹,
they always have to see a sign first.
那个时候有好多人, 男丁就差不多有5000人,
So when the Lord has a miracle, then about 5,000 of the men will follow him. And these 5,000 people did not have any food.
我们看圣经里面讲说, 只有那个男一个孩子哈, 带了一个5饼2鱼来,
and then we see that there's only one lad who has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish.
那是一个小孩子他所吃的那个量,
and then that amount is only enough for one small boy.
但当他们把这个5饼2鱼交在耶稣基督的手里面,
But now when this boy gives these 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish onto the hand of Jesus,
耶稣拿起来注谢了, 把它拨开,
And then Jesus took it, gave thanks, and then he distributed.
这些门徒们那个时候是蛮神奇的,
And then all the disciples at that time, they must be very grateful.
那这些饼啊, 越分越, 这分不完啦,
because there is an endless amount of bread that they could distribute.
五饼二鱼叫这么多的人, 人家讲说可能是上万人哈, 因为男丁有5000的话, 现在大概比例是怎么样? 可能都是姊妹多一点哈, 所以呢, 他这个大概有上万人的, 结果都吃饱了。
So for only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, it was enough to feed 10,000.
然后呢, 他们还要把那些零碎都把它捡起来,
and also they have to gather up the leftover fragments.
所以这些门徒不单是很神奇的, 在那里分啊, 分啊, 分啊,
so that as the disciples are distributing the endless supplies of bread,
我感谢主, 他们要捡零碎的时候, 他们是得趴下去的, 一个一个把它捡起来的,
but then thank you Lord, when they have to gather the leftover, they have to bend down and pick it up from the ground.
那零碎也有12篮,
But then for the leftover, it was enough to fill 12 baskets.
刚好一个门徒他捡了一篮,
so that each disciple would have a basket full of leftover.
我想这些犹太人他们看见主行了这么大的神迹,
so that I think when the Jews see this miraculous sign,
所以他们想说若是这位主啊, 他也能够天天做这样的神迹出来, 那实在是太好了。
So then they said, if this Lord could perform a miracle for us every day, then how great would it be?
所以他们来到主的面前, 他就提起说, 哇, 从前神在旷野怎么样, 天天吃下玛拿。
So then they come to Jesus and said, before when the Lord gave us manna from heaven every day,
但是主很清楚这些人, 他们是为了吃饼得饱, 他们来跟随主。
But then the Lord understands the heart, for the people were only looking for satisfaction in their stomach.
但是主在这里要告诉他们，所有旧约不过是一个表号。
So that the Lord needs to let them understand that all the Old Testament was only a sign.
那些以色列百姓在旷野吃了天上降下来的玛纳，他们还是死了。
So for the Israelites who ate manna, their end was still death.
但是神在这里要告诉他们一件事情，要把天上的粮来赐给他们。
But then the Lord here has one message for them, which is the bread of heaven.
所以耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你们。
So Jesus said to them, truly, truly, I say to you.
32节讲到说，那从天上来的粮。
Jesus said on verse 32, truly, truly, I say to you.It is not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven.
他说不是摩西赐给你们的，乃是我父将天上来的真粮赐给你们。
It is not Moses who has given you the bread out of heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread out of heaven.
他说因为神的粮就是那从天上降下来赐生命给世界的。
And on verse 33 it says, For the bread of God is that which comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world.
在旧约好像是一个图画。
In the Old Testament, it was painted as a picture.
是一个预表。
It was a prophecy.
等到主耶稣来了。
So that now when Jesus comes,
整个就实现在耶稣基督的身上。
And this whole picture has become a reality.
所以我们看见第六章里面，它有好几个方面，就是一个预表到耶稣基督，他就是生命的粮。
So in chapter 6, we could see a lot of signs to reveal that the Lord is the bread of life.
他就是逾越节的羊羔为我们被杀献祭。
And Jesus is the lamb in the Passover that later on will be killed and slain.
羔羊的血要满足父神公义的要求。
So not only the blood of the lamb will satisfy God,
因为他们要吃羔羊的肉。
But moreover, the people have to eat the flesh of this lamb.
今天我们不单单我们说因着主的宝血我们的罪得作洗净。
So today, not only that our sin will be forgiven through the blood of Christ.
主告诉我们说，还要吃羔羊的肉，我们还要得着基督他的自己。
But then the Lord also says that we have to eat of the flesh so that we could receive Himself.
在旷野的玛纳一天一天的降下来。
So in the wilderness, when the manna comes from heaven every morning.
今天主要我们看见神从天上赐下来那个真粮，是我们所要天天得着的。
So today, this bread of life, we have the right to receive it daily as well.
那个五饼二鱼叫南丁五千哈，所以这个这么多的人，他们都能够吃饱了。
So for the five loaves of bread and two fish could satisfy 10,000.
无穷的生命要满足无限的需要。
So that now this unlimited amount of life will satisfy everyone's needs.
是的，主耶稣他为我们当拿起饼的时候，这个饼代表着他的身体。
So when Jesus raised the bread and break it, that represents his body.
他要为我们被剥开。
So that now he breaks his body.
他要为我们死。
So that he would die for us.
然后就结出许多的子粒来。
So that we could grow.
主耶稣他自己成了生命的粮。
So now that Christ has become the bread of life.
在六章三十五节，耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮。”
And on 6:35, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life."
约翰福音非常的特别，从这里开始，主耶稣一次又一次的说到“我是”。
So in the book of John, after these words, we will always see that Jesus will say, "I am."
弟兄姊妹，当我们读到“我是”的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when you read "I am,"
我们必须知道，在出埃及记的里面，当摩西问这位神说：“我怎么样介绍你给这些以色列的百姓？”
So we have to remember that in Exodus, when Moses asked the Lord how he could introduce God to his people.
神对摩西说：“我是自有拥有的。”
So God told Jesus and said, "I am who I am."
英文说 "I am who I am." 好，这个自有拥有是中文的翻译，它原来的意思就是我是那我就是的。
And in the English, it basically means that I am who it was and who it is and who is to come.
所以神很难解释说到底神的名字，神到底是怎么样让以色列百姓来认识他。
So it was difficult for God to explain to Moses what the meaning of his name is.
所以神告诉摩西，我就是那我是的。
So God could only tell Moses this, I am who I am.
所以 I am 我是就是神的名字。
So God's name is actually I am.
当主耶稣讲到说我是生命的粮。
So when now Jesus says I am the bread of life.
讲到说这位神他就是生命的粮。
So that he shows us that he is the bread of life.
还讲到说当人子被举起来的时候，讲到说他被钉十字架的时候，你们就要知道他说我是基督。
So when Christ get raised up, when he gets killed on the cross, then we all know that he is Christ.
对，当我们在读圣经的时候，我们发现说那个基督下面怎么有几个点点啊，在下面。
So when we read the Bible, why is there subnotes underneath Christ?
所以以后你读到圣经里面，你看下面有几个点啊，就知道说那个字是加上去的，也就是说翻译的人他觉得说。主说你们就知道我是，他这个好像读起来不太通啊，对不对？他就我是，他就加上两个字叫做基督。
So now, if you read the Bible and then if it says Christ and then underneath it, if you see a dot dot dot, that means that there is a subnote because Christ is basically a translation of God's name, which is I am.
不是，就是说那两个字原文里面是没有的哈，没有这个基督两个字。The original language, there's no Christ.
In the original language, there was no Christ.
但是这个翻译的人呢，就觉得说，就知道我是，这是什么意思？我是什么呢？就加了两个字哈。
So for the translator, when it says I am something, so he added the word I am Christ.
但是原来的意思就是说，你们就知道我是，其实就是讲到他就是耶和华，他就是在旧约里面的那一位神。
So now, if we go back to the original language, when it says I am, that means that it is talk about the God who is in the Old Testament that says I am who I am.
所以我们在读约翰福音的时候，一次一次看见当主耶稣说到我是的时候，这是一个非常重要的一个事情。
So now in the book of John, you will see a lot of I am. It is important for us to recognize what that means.
我是生命的粮。
For I am the bread of life.
他说我是世界的光。
And I am the light of the world.
我就是羊的门。
And I am the door of the sheep.
他说我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
And he also said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
十一章里面他讲到说我是生命，我是复活。
And in chapter 11, it says, I am the resurrection and the life.
十四章里面说我是道路，我是真理，我是生命。
And in chapter 14, it says, I am the way and the truth and the life.
十五章里面讲到我是真葡萄树。
And in chapter 15, he says, I am the true vine.
弟兄姊妹，每一个我是都是一个大的启示。
So brothers and sisters, every time Jesus says, I am, it is a great revelation.
借着这位主把这位神彰显出来。
Because it is through Jesus that there is a revelation of God.
他是父神在心中里面，唯有他把父神表明出来。
Because Jesus is the only one that could represent God.
他说我是世上的光。
For Jesus says, I am the light of the world.
他不是把光来赐给我们。
For he is not a provider of the light.
他自己就是这个光。
But he is the light.
他说我是生命的粮。
And he also said that I am the bread of life.
他不是把另外一个生命的粮要来赐给我们，乃是说他自己就是生命的粮。
Not to say that he will give us an object that is the bread of life, but he is the bread of life.
所以当我们读完这么多，主耶稣告诉我们，他是，我是什么，我是什么，我是什么。
So after we read all this, I am what it is.
叫我们里面有一个很深的渴慕，我们就说主，我需要你。
So that after reading all this, we will have a longing, saying that, Lord, we need you.
我们时刻需要主的自己。
For that we will need God every hour.
今天神所有要给我们的，就在他儿子耶稣基督的里面。
So whatever God wants to give us, it is already in Christ.
所有的丰富荣耀都在他儿子的里面来赐给我们。
For all his fullness has already given us through his son.
所以今天我们要什么？
So what do we need today?
因为我们可能跟主，我们求这个，我们求那个。
So maybe you're asking for these, or maybe you're asking for that.
也许我们也看见说，主有好多美德，叫我们里面觉得羡慕。
Or maybe there's a lot of good quality in God that we are longing for.
我们觉得主的温柔实在是太宝贵了，我们就向他求温柔。
Maybe we want his meekness so that we follow him.
我们觉得需要粮食，我们向主来求属灵的粮食。
Or maybe we need this food of life so that we ask for this bread.
我们有好多看见，我们觉得宝贵的，我们也向主来求。
Or maybe you see a lot of precious things and you ask for it.
但是弟兄姊妹，若是我们不认识，所有的都在基督的里面。
But brothers and sisters, you have to recognize that everything you're asking for is already in Christ.
神所有的丰富要给我们的是在他儿子耶稣基督的里面。
Because all the fullness that we need to receive from God is already in His Son.
今天我们有了主，我们才有一切。
So today, if you already received Jesus, then you have received everything.
主耶稣说，我是，他就是这位又真又活的神。
So when Jesus says, I am, He is indeed this lively God.
他要把他自己向我们来开启。
So that He would open up Himself to us.
然后教我们能够来得着。
So that we will receive.
那今天我们要讲的乃是他说，我是生命的粮。
So today we're going to focus on, I am the bread of life.
粮食叫我们得着饱足。
For this bread will fulfill us.
很多的时候我们并不觉得说好像我一定吃到了怎么样，但是呢你不吃你就知道你是很饥饿的。
Maybe sometimes when you eat you don't understand the importance of it until you are hungry.
有一个人告诉他太太说，我听这个信息啊已经听了大概二三十年了。
So maybe someone will tell his wife that I have heard this sermon many, many times through 30 years.
他说你看你问我上个礼拜问我在前面到底这个讲了什么，他说我现在都想不太起来了。
Or even though I'm here every week, if you ask me what I heard last week or 2 weeks before, I would tell you I don't remember.
好像这样子一次一次的来听好像也没有太大的意义。
It is just like that. I come every week, but this is basically in vain.
他太太就告诉他说，
Then his wife said,
我帮你天天做饭做了几十年了。
I have cooked for you daily, every day for the last 30 years.
你记不记得上个礼拜吃什么，哪一天吃什么？
Then let me ask you this, do you remember what you ate last week?
你可能都记不太清楚了。
And maybe you won't even remember what I cooked for you.
但是如果你不吃的话，
But on the other hand, if you do not eat,
你现在是活不了的。
Then you are probably dead by now.
粮食何等的重要。
So how important it is to have this bread.
那今天我们感谢主，若是我们里面觉得饥渴，我们觉得要主，这是一个很健康的表现。
So today, praise the Lord, if we have the feeling of being hungry or thirsty, it is a sign of your healthiness.
前几个礼拜请一些 Cover City 的年轻人到我们家来。
A couple of weeks ago, I invited some teenagers from Cover City to my home.
哇，有一个年轻人啊，他吃了三份的 hot dog。
There is one of the teenagers that ate 3 servings of hot dog.
他又吃了4个 hamburger.
Then he also, on top of that, he ate 4 more hamburgers.
然后我看到他说还在那里吃那些 chips.
And when I saw him, he was still eating chips.
然后他个子很高，然后他又打篮球，跟孩子们，哇，这个高兴得不得了。
He was a particularly tall individual, and he plays basketball.
哇，有这么好的胃口。
And then he definitely has a very good appetite.
他不但有胃口，他有条件能够吃。
And not only he has a good appetite, but he also has the body to eat.
但因为他很瘦哈。
Because he was still a rather skinny dude.
这是一个很健康的表现。
And this is a sign of his healthiness.
今天我们神的儿女，我们对主有没有这样的一个渴慕？
So today, as the children of God, do you have this longing?
像你说，我时刻需要主。
Did you say, I need you always?
我不能离开主。
For that I will never leave you.
要不然里面就是一个很饥饿、
and、
很干渴的感觉。
And do you have the feeling of hunger and thirsty?
所以今天我们有没有得着生命的粮食？
So today, have you received this bread of life?
今天可能我们在外面工作了一天。
Today, maybe you have been spending your whole day being busy at work.
你工作完了以后，也许我们身体是很疲累的。
And after work, maybe you are very fatigued.
但是你的里面是饥饿的呢，还是饱足的？
But internally, are you in hunger or are you satisfied?
有时候我们到外面去服侍。
So at times when I go out there and I service.
也许服侍也很辛苦。
And through the service, it was difficulty.
但是有些时候服侍完了以后， 你里面是饱足的。
But a lot of times after a very hard service, you will feel fulfilled inside.
最怕的情况就是说，外面也累了，里面也饿了，也渴了。
And I tell you this, the worst situation is when you are tired outside and you're also hungry and thirsty inside.
所以今天我们第一个神的儿女有一个正常的胃口，我们渴慕主的自己。
So today, the first thing we need to know is that you will need a healthy appetite to long for the bread of life.
那我们等一下也要一起交通到我们怎么样来得着这个生命的粮食。
And then later on, we will communicate how we will receive this bread of life.
主耶稣先告诉我们，我是生命的粮。
For Christ first tells us that He is the bread of life.
他说他是从天上降下来的。
Because He is from heaven.
他是从天来的。
For this.He is from heaven.
他整个的性质是属天的。
For his whole being is heavenly.
属天的跟属地的是完全不一样的。
For there is a great difference between being heavenly and earthly.
也许我们在得救之前，我们的心思还在很多属地的事情上面。
And maybe before you are saved, your mindset belongs to the world.
但是我们里面都知道，地上的粮食叫我们越吃是越饿的。
Well, we should all recognize that the bread of this world will only make us hungry again.
地上的水叫我们喝了是越喝越渴的。
For the water from the ground will only make us thirsty again.
我们里面永远得不着一个满足。
For we will never be completely fulfilled.
直到有一天我们遇见了主。
Until one day when we meet Christ.
那个生命是从天而来的。
Because his life is heavenly.
只有这个生命叫我里面能够得着满足。
And it is only this life from heaven that could satisfy us.
他说他就是从天上降下来的真粮。
For Christ tells us that he is this bread from heaven.
只有主他才是真的粮食。
For Christ is only the true bread.
若是我们吃别的东西，我们里面要有一个分辨的能力。
So now if we choose to eat different things, we need to have the power to distinguish the two.
若不是主他的自己，就不是真的粮食。
If it is not Christ himself, then it is not the true bread of life.
我们常常看见仇敌他做非常可怕的工作。
For times and times you recognize that the devil has a strong power.
盗贼来是偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
Because the thief comes to destroy and to steal.
以前以色列人跟非利士人在征战的时候，常常在他们要收割之前，这些仇敌来就把粮食给夺去。
So in the old times, it is always before the connecting of grains that the enemy would attack, so that they would take away the food.
当粮食没有了，那你就是饥饿的。
So when the Israelites lose all of their food sources, then they become hungry.
这百姓就没有办法有力量起来征战。
So that the people will no longer have power to stand up and fight.
但是在今天这个世界当中，
But now, nowadays,
我们看见仇敌还用很多虚假的粮食来喂神的儿女。
But now, nowadays, the devil has all these different forms of food to feed us.
他们把很多东西包装变得看起来非常好看的，来说这就是好的食物。
And the devil may package a lot of different things very nicely and present to us that it is our food.
有一次有个弟兄，他带回来那个非常漂亮的人参啊，送给我们。
And one time a brother gave us
ginseng.
A very nice package ginseng.
他也是别人送给他的。
And indeed it was a gift that he got from someone else.
结果那个人参一切开啊，只有表皮是真的，里面是假的。
So that now, when I cut the ginseng open, you will see that it is only the external that was real. Inside, it was all corrupted.
但我们很惊讶的是说，人怎么会这么聪明啊？
So then, when we saw that, we recognized that how people could be so crafty.
那个让我们惊讶的是，聪明到一个地步，能够做得这么像啊。
That the people are so crafty that when they make something that is fake, it looks so real.
那要花多少的功夫把整个做起来那么的像真的。
So how much time and effort this person has to put together to make this fake item?
在我们想说你那个聪明、那个智慧、那个花的时间你去用来这个赚钱去买一个真的，说不定都还更划算一点。
So、now,
他就做的那么像。
So now that makes us wonder how a person would spend so much time and effort to make something fake. If he used the same time and effort to make something real, he could probably be rich.
今天仇敌常常用很多属世的方法包装一下，然后就说你看这是一个非常有 效果的。
So today the devil is also packaging all these different types of good and present to us.
把这些当作粮食来送给神的儿女吃。
And then he packaged this food so that the children of God will eat.
很多时候神的儿女吃习惯了，也觉得那好像就是一个蛮好的粮食。
And then time and time again, if you keep on eating this food from devil, you will get used to it.
今天求主在我们的里面把一个真的渴慕赐给我们。
So today we ask God to give us this longing through this true bread of life.
只有主耶稣他的自己是从天上降下来的真粮。
Because it is only Jesus who is descended from heaven.
今天我们若吃到所得着的不是主的自己，我们里面就觉得是饥渴的。
So today, if you are not eating from this true bread, then you are still in hunger.
我们里面就有一个分辨的能力。
So we ask that we will have the power to distinguish.
这个粮是神的粮。
Because this bread is the bread of God.
这个粮是生命的粮。
And this bread is the bread of life.
这个生命的粮今天能够赐给我们。
And today we have the right to receive this bread of life.
是我们的主，他为我们付了一个极大的代价。
Because Jesus has already paid a hefty price for us.
我们跟弟兄姊妹分享过，是的，当主耶稣告诉我们，一粒麦子若不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。
So we learn that if a grain does not go onto the ground and die, it will always only be one strain of grain.
他若没有死了，所有的丰富荣耀。一切仍然在它的里面。
And if this one strain of grain never die, it would never grow.
我们没有办法来得，没有办法来吃着它的。
And then we will later on have no place to ask for this bread.
他说这一粒麦子若是死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。
But now if this grain of, this strain of grain goes onto the ground, it will grow.
今天我们因着主，他死，他复活，他在圣里面回来，赐给我们永远的生命。
So that our God has already come and died and resurrected so that we could be given life.
我们每一个神的儿女，我们都得着了永远的生命在我们里面。
For each one of the children of God has received this life from God.
但是主告诉我们说，他来了，不只能叫我们得生命，还要得的更丰盛。
So now, Jesus reminds us that we not only receive this life, but we have received a very fulfilling life.
叫我们天天渴慕他，更多的渴慕他。
So I ask that we will have this longing to ask for more and more of his life.
主告诉我们怎么来得着他的自己。
So God now tells us how we could receive himself.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
So Jesus says that I am the bread of life.
他说到我这里来的必定不饿。
He who comes to me will not hunger.
他说信我的永远不渴。
And he who believes in me will never thirst.
那第一个呢，就是要到主这里来。
So the first thing we have to recognize that is that we have to come.
37节告诉我们说，凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来。
In verse 37 it says, all that the Father gives me will come to me.
到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
And the one who comes to me, I will certainly not cast out.
所以第一个关键就是到主这里来。
So the first crucial thing is that we have to come to the Father.
也许我们在工作，在天天的生活，也有很多的忙碌。
Maybe in your life, there's a lot of things that keep you busy.
所以我们想说，怎么到主这里来？
So maybe you ask yourself, since I'm so busy, how do I come to the Father?
感谢主，晨更的时候，我们到主这里来。
But praise the Lord, maybe during your morning devotion, you could come before the Lord.
早晨你一醒来的时候，你第一个想到的到底是什么？
So brother and sister, let me ask you this. What is the first thing that you think about when you wake up?
是想到你今天好多事情摆在你的眼前要去做的吗？
It is your schedule at work that keeps you thinking in the morning.
但是最蒙福的，我们是先到主这里来。
But I tell you this, the most blessed ones are the ones that come to the Lord in the morning.
所以你眼睛一张开，你是不是先到主这里，先想到主的自己？
So when you open your eyes, do you come to the Father or do you think of yourself?
然后感谢主，弟兄姊妹，我们早上讲说晨更非常的重要。
So praise the Lord, let me remind you the importance of morning devotion.
我们到主这里来。
So when we come before the Lord,
我们才得着生命，才得着粮食。
And when we come before the Lord, we will receive him and the bread of life.
若是我们有任何的时刻离开主，你就里面觉得是干渴的，觉得是饥饿的。
And whenever you choose to depart from the Lord, then you will be hungry and thirsty again.
然后也许我们今天有好多的事情要做。
Or maybe there's a lot of things that is lined up for you to do today.
但是今天主给我们一个很大的恩典和福分。
But today God has already given us this grace.
常常就在我们最忙碌的时候,
so that when we are at our busiest,
我们仍然可以到主这里来。
We may still come to the Father.
主已经为我们开了一个又新又活的道路。
Because the Lord has already opened up this path for us.
而且是随时 我们一回转,
and then whenever we repent and we decided to turn, this path is ready for us.
我记得以前在工作的时候, 那时候工作非常非常的忙碌啊。
I remember that when I was at work before, I was really busy.
那时候要开发很多软件, 那个压力也是很大的。
And at that time, my task was to develop a lot of programs, and I was truly busy.
哦, 特别在那些压力这么大的日子当中,
and especially, I was under a lot of stress.
常常需要到主这里来。
And then I remind myself that I always have to come before the Lord.
我那个桌子抽屉右边打开, 一本圣经是打开的。
And when I open up the cabinet on my right, when I open it up, there's a Bible already open inside.
左边抽屉打开, 是一本诗歌是打开的。
And when I open up the cabinet on my left, there's a hymn book that is already open.
哇, 常常坐坐坐, 坐到里面你觉得饥饿了, 里面觉得干渴。
So when I was the busiest and when I feel hunger and thirsty,
哦, 怎么办?
Then what do I do? What do I do? I come before the Lord.
对,
so I'll open up the cabinet on the right and read the verse of Bible.
主的话藏在心里,
so that I will eat this word.
主的话就是灵,
because his word is the spirit and is the life.
常常借着他的话,
so it is only through his word that we could come to the Father.
哦, 那个生命叫我们得着新鲜,
so that his life will always give us refreshed and fulfilled.
哎, 有的时候是借着诗歌,
but sometimes it is through the hymns.
诗歌也是历世历代, 神赐给教会很宝贵的产业,
because the songs are what God given us through the ages.
有的时候就是一个副歌在里面就一直唱一直唱,
and at times it was only a verse in the refrain that keeps me going.
也很奇妙, 你也不会觉得说, 我刚刚已经唱了好几遍了, 是不是该再换一首了?
And it is truly marvelous that as I keep on singing, I won't be tired.
有的时候就是这一个副歌, 你整天插在里面就带来生命, 带来力量。
And it is when I sing the refrains that I receive this life and receive this strength.
唯主耶稣牧我心灵宝贵远胜我生命。
And then I will start singing this song.
感谢主，主把各样的产业赐给我们。
So I praise the Lord, he has already given us a lot of properties.
到我们到主这里来。
So that we can come before the Lord.
所以今天我们可以在各样工作，在各样生活忙碌的里面。
So today, we still have the right during our busiest time at work. And we could come before the Lord anytime we want.
从主这里得着生命,
so that through him, we could receive this bread of life.
他说, 到我这里来的,
and it's because he said, he who comes to me will not hunger.
他说,
and he who believes in me will never thirst.
所有我们因着信, 我们得着神的儿子, 祂那丰富的生命。
For he who believes has already received the fullness of his life.
那我们也知道主耶稣告诉他们, 信神所差来的就是做神的工。
So, and then we also know that whoever believes in the one God sent has already been doing his work.
在约翰福音第四章, 主耶稣到撒玛利亚, 坐在那个井旁。
So in John chapter 4, when Jesus come and sit next to the well,
然后我们看见说那些门徒们到城里面去做什么? 去买食物吃啊。
And then we see that his disciples went inside the town to gather some food.
所以我们看见主耶稣在那段我们都很熟悉, 他跟一个撒玛利亚的妇人在那里讲话。
So we should all be familiar that she was talking with a woman.
然后呢他在那里把福音传给他把活水传给他。
And then it is at that time that Jesus told this Samaritan woman the gospel.
门徒回来的时候,
so when the disciples come back with food,
但是主耶稣告诉他们, 我有食物吃是你们不知道的。
And Jesus told them that already has the bread, it's just that you didn't know.
他在服事里面, 他饱足了。
Because it is through his service that Jesus is now fulfilled.
他遵行父的旨意。
And when he does his will.
今天我们看见说，今天不是我们要怎么努力，然后我们才吃得到主。
So today you have to recognize that it is not through our hard work that we will receive this bread.
从我们得救就是那么简单的一信。
Because it is just like how we are saved, we only need to believe.
得着了永远的生命。
And when we believe, we receive this eternal life.
而我们今天在基督徒的生活，在基督徒的道路上，我们时刻还是凭着信。
So now, for a Christian's life and the path that we walk, it is also just through this one simple faith.
我们讲到说，信就是讲到一个接受。
So when you believe, you accept.
所以从得救开始，凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们永远的生命。
So on the
做神的儿女。
On the moment that you believe, you have accepted that the one that God sent. So now you have received this life.
是的，我们得着权柄，我们是神的儿女。
And yes, we have already received this authority that we are now His son.
那今天我们随时还是因着信，我们来接受主的所事，主的所做。
And again, on the other hand, it is through this one faith that we could always turn toward God.
随时可以到主这里来。
And anytime we could come before God.
随时可以信来接受他的自己。
And anytime through our belief, we could receive Him.
这都是主给我们很大的福分。
Because this is the grace that God has already given us.
那是需要在我们生活的里面来把它实行出来。
And it is up to us in our life to work this.
阿摩斯书第八章第十一节。
In Amos chapter 8:11.
最后一个哈，我们来读一下。
Let's read Amos chapter 8:11.
主耶和华说：“日子将到，我必令饥荒降在地上，人饥饿，非因无饼；干渴，非因无水，乃因不听耶和华的话。”好，这边讲到说，人饥饿，非因无饼。
It says here that when I send a famine on the land, not a famine for bread or a thirst of water.
干渴，非因无水。
Or a thirst of water.
乃因不听耶和华的话。
But rather for hearing the words of the Lord.
所以今天我们要来得着主，他是我们生命的粮。
So today I ask you to receive this bread of life.
还有一个很重要的点。
And there is one more important thing.
就是我们听耶和华的话。
Is that we will hear the words of the Lord.
所以我们第一个到主这里来。
So that we have to come before the Lord.
那第二个呢？我们相信主。
And the second thing is you have to believe.
第三个呢，我们遵行主他的意思。
So the third thing is to be submitted to his word.
今天我们若是得着了主的话。
So today you have truly received the words of the Lord.
我们便有一个愿意的心说，主，我愿意遵守你的话。
And if you have a heart in you that says you are willing to be obedient to his
word. 我愿意听你的话。
And I'm willing to be submission to your word.
弟兄姊妹，这个话在我们的里面是一个活的道。
Then brothers and sisters, these words will become a lively path.
主的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because His word is the spirit and also our path.
非常的奇妙。
And it is truly marvelous.
不是在我们的头脑里面。
It is truly marvelous that it is not only in our mindset.
主的话进到我们的生命当中。
But His words will truly.Be involved in our life.
要把神的心意成全在我们的身上。
So that His will work in us.
那个遵行神的话，不是靠着我们自己，我们来努力，要来达到，要来遵守他所要求的。
Because it is not up to us or our mindset to follow His word.
乃是说，当我们来到主这里。
But it is when we come before the Lord.
当我们信他，接受他。
When we believe Him and when we accept Him.
哦，那个生命在我们的里面会很自然地活出来。
And then at that time our life will naturally come out.
那个生命活出来是那么自然遵守主的命令。
And then the life that comes out is the life that will follow His word.
我们自己都会稀奇，我是做不到的，不可能的。
And then at time we will be amazed that it is not something that I can do.
但是在我们里面的主，他能够做到。
But it is only through Him who is in me that could do.
我们这样子活出来的时候，我们就经历到耶稣基督，他是我的生命。
So now that when you live your life, then you will experience that Christ's life is in you.
是当我们真正尝着主以后。
And it is when you have tasted God.
我们不愿意再让别的来代替。
Then no longer you will need a replacement for the bread of life.
主把一个更深的渴慕来赐给我们。
So we ask that we will have a deeper longing for Him.
前天我们家老三学校考试完回家。
A couple days ago, my third daughter came home from finals.
我问她说考得怎么样？
So I asked her, how did you do?
好，考得很好。
And she said, I did well.
后来我才明白她的意思。
Then later on, I find out what she truly meant.
她说考得很好不一定就是说答得很正确哈。
And when she said, I did well, does not mean that she has answered all the questions.
她说考得很好意思就是说那一天考试啊这整天啊她说很有主的同在。
And when she said, I did well, that means that on the date of her test, she experienced the Lord.
感谢主，我觉得这是一个很蒙福的。
So praise the Lord, how great of the grace that she has.
今天还不一定我们外面事情做得多成功，我们来判断说这是好，这是不好。
Our success should not be judged by externally by our accomplishment.
今天关键在于说，我们过了这一天以后，我们过了这段日子以后，我们有没有得着主，他是我们的生命。
But the important thing is indeed, when you walk through all these difficulties, have you experienced Christ?
我们有没有吃着主，喝着主？
Have you tasted God and drink His water?
今天主在我们人生的路上给我们好多的机会。
So God has given us plenty of opportunities through our lifetime.
他巴不得把他自己赐给我们，巴不得我们来吃他，来喝他，来得着他。
And then He truly desires for us to choose Him and eat Him.
他应许何等的坚定啊！
For His promise is so true.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
And His promise says, whoever comes to me will never be in hunger.
然后信我的永远不渴。
And whoever believes in me will never thirst.
他渴望我们来到他的面前。
So He truly desires us to come to Him.
他渴望我们凭着信来接受他为我们所做成的一切。
And then He longs us to believe in Him for all the things that He has accomplished.
今天就是我们的机会。
So today it is our chance.
主说我是生命的粮。
Because the Lord says, I am the bread of life.
这个粮是从天上所赐下来的。
And this bread is heavenly.
这个粮是真实的粮。
And this bread is real.
那这个粮是从神来的。
And this bread is from God.
是神圣的。
And it is holy.
弟兄姊妹已经赐给我们了。
So brothers and sisters, we have already been given this bread.
我们随时可以来得。
And when we choose to, whenever we can receive.
我们是不是觉得干渴呢？
Are you in thirst?
是不是觉得饥饿呢？
Are you in hunger?
今天我们不是到外面去再来寻找再来怎么样？
So today no longer we will look for this external bread.
那个路就是来到主的面前。
But the only path is to come before the Lord.
就是相信他。
And is to believe in the Lord.
就是遵守他的命令。
And is to obey and hear His word.
我们就会得着生命的粮。
Then you will receive this bread of life.
好吧，我们再来唱诗歌571首。
So let's sing 571 again.
我时刻需要主。
For I need you every hour.
愿主把这样的一个渴慕放在我们的里面。
So we ask the Lord to give us this longing.
哦，我们时刻需要主的自己。
So that I will need thee every hour.
主时刻吸引我们。
So that we will always come to Him.
我需要你。需要你。
For I need thee, oh I need thee.
无时不需要你。
Every hour I need thee.
切切求主赐能力。
Oh bless me now, my Savior.
我来救你。
I come to thee.
弟兄姊妹，时刻主吸引我们。
Brothers and sisters,
就近他，到他的面前。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord always wants to draw us close.
好吧，我们。